The sky is clear. I mean, not a cloud in the sky this evening. Just blue and blue as far as you can see in any direction. As to God's brilliance about His color, blue, it is the color of the sky, ocean, sleep, and twilight. Blue, supposedly, symbolizes the Virgin Mary, and a pure blue is the color of inspiration, sincerity, and spirituality. It is often the chosen color by conservative people. Blue is calming, which easily makes it a wonderful color for the sky, in your house, or even a good choice for pajamas. Dark blue speaks of truth and moderation. If I were to give someone a blue iris, it means their friendship is very important to me. Wednesday's color is blue. Wow, wasn't God brilliant to create a visual treat such as blue sky and put it in the heart of man to need his vision? There is a deep feeling of renewal these days, seeing the grass starting to come alive, little buds in the trees, and the smell of warm days ahead in the wind. From here, I can easily see the river, casual, deep, and clear, moving slowly past us on its way to another place. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, a semi-live broadcast of cool jazz and think-worthy conversation from the late evening, cascading banks of the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is pleasant. This evening is devoted to words of praise. I know this may seem strange to say, but when I was a boy, my mother would add oats or breadcrumbs to hamburger when she made meatloaf. It was filler used to make it larger than it was. Similarly, I felt like I used filler in my prayers to fill up space in order that my praise and prayer time would be larger than it was. I felt like I was just saying the same words of praise over and over. Father God, Father God, Father God, this and Father God, that, and praise you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, this, and praise you, Lord, that, and so on and so on. Yeah, me and all my repetitive terms and phrases. I slowly began to realize what was once well-meant praise was now just filler when I didn't actually have anything to say. Sometimes I used my repetitive little phrases as placeholders so others would know I was still speaking and to not butt in, like saying over and over until I thought of something else to say. Other times I told myself I was just being passionate, reasoning that it's just the way I pray, without considering the mindlessness of my own mouth. I want all my words to have value, and if I've got nothing else to say, I need to learn that it's okay to stop praying or praising. I'd like to have no useless filler in my mouth. Actually, though, no matter how I cut the mustard, the repetition was still filler for when I didn't have anything to say. They were more products of my prayer momentum rather than anything of value. I began to wonder, how would my prayer life sound if I didn't use any filler words and instead cut to the chase with real heart words? I thought, you know, I don't talk to anyone but God like this. Why do I talk to Him with such chanting litany, as if He's entertained by my much speaking and repetition? In my heart was a pressing urge to ask the Lord for new words. So, I went on a quest, starting with prayer, asking the Lord for more creative words, asking if He'd help me wordcraft my prayers in order to be more effective. I felt like I had gotten stuck in the rut of just using phrases I'd heard at church or from other people, and I wanted to do a better job of expressing myself about the King of the Universe. So I went to digging through my Bible to see how the heroes of our faith prayed. I figured it wasn't like my prayers weren't effective, but I wanted to be more creative. Do you get where I'm coming from? As I studied how people of Scripture prayed, I noticed it wasn't recorded anywhere that they used any kind of repetitive phrases. They said what there was to say and left it there. Their prayers were good enough as they were and didn't need to be embellished with repetition. I wanted to use inspired words to describe the landscape of heaven, His heart, His intentions, and the beauty of the everlasting love of God. This evening, I'd like to make a stab at giving us all other words to insert in our prayers. Yep, and what do you think? Well, come go with me. Let's see where this goes. Hold your ground, keep your peace, and I'll be right back. James 5:16. The prayer of a person living right with God, possessing the rightness of character, is productive and is something powerful to be reckoned with. And with that in mind, I'd like to make a stab at some words of praise. You, Lord, are God. You are one and are three in the one. You are always God. I am always me, and there is never a time I am you, and never a time you are me, although you live in me, and we go together. You are distinctly you, and I am distinctly me. Your name is clear and originally yours, as our resounding and resonant hope. You have sharp and recognizable ideas with well-defined, unmistakable hopes and dreams. I am completely caught up in your clear and obvious purposes. I will never be the same, thank you, Jesus. Your attributes make you and all you do recognizable and distinguishable. You are not hidden to the eyes of any who would look to see. Cause us to see you, Lord. Your love sweeps me from everlasting to everlasting, from the beyond of the beyond. You have reached to us, having become the profound bridge between the finite and infinite. You built the blood-bought bridge for us who are finite to go across the asymptote, the untouchable line to you, Jesus. You bridged the gap, making it so we could touch the heart of forever. You invigorate me and set me on fire with passion and compassion about Jesus and the people of this world, believers and not, to have a heart to inspire the world around me, to live restored, reconciled, and redeemed lives which will bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus. You have made me, who was a twisted deaf mute, to be an artful conversationalist, living to fulfill your word, no longer a betrayer and a covenant breaker, For now I am an encourager of others in prayer, bringing home the lost and building disciples. You yourself are my path. You are the singing light, the brilliant sky who rains upon me, the radiant gift who lives in me in splendor. I say loudly, let all the earth declare Jesus is our living poem who lifts the corners of our mouth and the light who poured himself in a cup to refresh our thirsty hearts. Taste and see the Lord is good, for he is good, and there is never a time he is not good. Lord, let your goodness go before me and after, like a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Bless your great name, for you alone are worthy to be praised. The sheer craftsmanship of the Lord is breathtaking, revealing a kind of artistry that has never been seen before by anywhere, anytime in history or the future of forever. He is the ever Lord and one King. Praise you, Jesus. I love your clean lines of clear design, the interplay of light and dark. You offer a myriad of possibilities in a centimeter of space as a delight in structure, composition, and texture. I am awed by you, God. There is indeed none like you. I am inspired by the Lord's play with perspectives, his jostling with angles, combining foreshortened exterior scenes with larger emotional interiors, setting my expectations of him on its head so I see and see again his multifaceted marvels. You, Lord, are the prince and originator and end all of multidimensional work in the true sense of the term. You are life in layered split images, resonating with multiple meanings, complementary, sometimes seemingly contradictory, but never opposing. Brilliantly executed, unfailingly interesting, you alone, Lord God Almighty, set the course and mission of imagination. You frame our dreams and cause us to think of you like romantic poets. From you come the vision and words of praise. You answer my prayers for better words to praise you with by causing me to see the world new every morning through your eyes, and I remain every time, always truly wowed by you in body, mind, and spirit. For all my breathing is before the Lord. All I have is yours. All I will have is yours. All the words I speak belong to you, and all the words I will speak belong to you. And all my breathing belongs to you, and all the breath that I will breathe belongs to you. Your vision plays in me day and night, dreams and visions which are saturated with the borders of your purposes are bursting with design themes, and everything born of you explodes with this heroic and repolarizing power. You alone, O Lord of the star fields, are the artist and the art, being the perfect marriage of things seen and things dreamed. In your presence, I can't help but fall face first on the ground. Oh my, your inexorable and inescapable presence defines me, for all my days are before the Lord. You call, and we become. In your call is the design and purpose given to whomsoever and whatsoever you call. As you called the light, it was. As you called the dark, it became. as you gave Adam the power to name the animals, and whatever they were named, they became their name. So you called me, and I was, I am, and by the blood of Jesus, I ever shall be. By your love and wisdom, the universe began and will end. For your love is merciful, necessary, relentless, determined, and forever. And the qualities of your persistent, wonderful love pursue me day and night. For goodness and mercy shall follow and apprehend me all the days of my life. All too often, it seems we quickly run out of the few praise words that we have learned in church and revert back to the language of complaining, running down our list of wants, wishes, ideas, and repetitive words. We need to expand our praise vocabulary. I may not get it right in this program, but I'm trying, so please bear with me. Lord, you are for us, not against us. Don't we know you applaud us when we run, console us when we fall, and cheer us when we rise to try again? Your heart is towards us, never holding us who love you in contempt. You, Lord, are the strength in the deep roots of trees, as you are the strength of my roots which run deep in you. Your creation is straightforward and built without forsaking the character traits that gave us our individuality. Everything you have said and done is meant to communicate the opportunity open to all the universe, a glistening path home to you. The very path which was left behind by men, you framed with love and grace, swallowing up death and dying, and then rose up in resurrection that we would have life more abundantly. In sin all things pass away, and in you all things are redeemed and made alive again. Lord God, we extend our hands to you, palms up, declaring the name of Jesus, the Word. Our praise is our sacrifice, professing and confessing you. It is our entrance into your presence. I confess I have been delivered from the power of darkness and have been translated into the kingdom of the Son of your love. I confess I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I raise my hands and confess, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. I concede and declare, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. By your name, you stabilize me, never letting my mind lose its balance. In you is the miraculousness of existence and definition of form. No one can prevent me from carrying you in my heart wherever I go. No one can rob me of your name. In you, I always stand victorious. I never have to meet you in my sanctuary and then leave you behind when I go home. Wherever you are, wherever you and I go, we make green grass grow. The rhythm of my heart always steps and breathes with you. You and me and you, my face in your face, on the same side of the road, going in the same direction. You and me, Lord, you and me. You alone, O Lord, have given it to me to believe and act. You have caused me to know you, and I have the promise of knowing you more. I can say with confidence, I know God, and he knows me. I know the kind of lyrics you like. I know what sounds become resplendent in your mind, and I've felt your feet jump and whirl. Thank you, Lord, for the renewal of words of praise in me, for all my days are before the Lord. You, Lord, have put your words in my mouth, words that are the sharp edge of lightning and the soft middle of clouds. They are the patterns and the praise you have taught me how to articulate back to you. The glint in the eye of my God becomes the vision of truth in my heart, sprinkling the air with the effervescence of peace and power of praise. Praise his name. For I will never forget where I was. I will always and forever be taken over with your dreams and frame of the kingdom of heaven. The dream which you imagined first in me. You gave me a dream, a night vision, and I saw you whirling under a soft, bright rose that hung from an invisible stem in the sky. Then I saw you charging on a horse which was so white and oozed valiance. You stood in the stirrups and declared the charge with the voice of ages, cracking the universe. Riding is the very definition of glory and fierce power. You were robed in light with a brilliant white shirt, a vest of purest blue, and pants so red I thought they had been dipped in blood, and your name was called the Word of God. The thunder of your coming raged at the edge of the horizon with all of heaven's infinite army with you. Then I heard someone say, "Behold the charge of the light brigade, led by the light of the world." And there was rolling thunder. I can still see the rolling waves as it crackles across eternity. So in my vision in the late night, I changed into my best clothes in hopes of joining in your dance, in hopes of riding with you in the charge of the Light Brigade in the name of God Almighty. I couldn't help but weep at the glory of your charge from beyond the edges of the horizon. You are the Everlord, the Dancing King, the Singing Light. I saw you dancing near the roof of the world, calling for me to join you. I thought, "Lord, I can't get there unless you bring me to you, for I am thousands away, it seems. And unless you bring me to you, I can only be where I am, seeing what you have given me to see. Draw me near to you, for you have unfurled my heart, healed my wounded wings, and called me to step high above this broken universe, finding my footing in your presence upon cosmic yellows, dazzling blues, and blazing greens, and deepest purples, finding my rest in the warm breeze of your incomprehensible peace. You are a refuge for all the lost and hopeless, the aimless and crushed, the lonely and sad. All the whomsoevers can come into the harbor of peace in the city of refuge. The sun and planets are humbled at your rhythm and rhythm, your stride in stride. The stars and stones only wish they could move like you. You call them, and they sing on your behalf. My mighty, wonderful Jesus, all my days are before the Lord. Amen. And think about it. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Tonight, I made a stab at new words, at least for me, of praise for our God and King. I apologize if my words fall short. It's the best I could do, and it's all I got. I'm Social Porter, and this evening's program has been brought to you by Living in His Name Ministries. Eddie down at Area 22 Guitars, the home of amazing creativity and dynamic forward thinking. The Mebane Freedom League with Alan, Kevin, and Tommy. McDowell Electric, Paul at International Tile, and of course, let's not forget our beloved Trinity Bakers, where there's always something good in the oven. I hope maybe you'll try out some new words of praise in your prayer time. Think about your filler words and ask the Lord to give you new, creative words. I wonder, how would your prayers sound if you cut to the chase and left out the repetition? Would it be a less effective prayer, or would it be more effective when you left off the hype? Watch the vision. Listen carefully. I bet it won't be long until he begins to increase your spiritual vocabulary. Be strong and courageous, hold the line, and I'll talk to you next time. Amen.